You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, April 10th. Sunrise reporter Nathan Templeton has been found dead near Barwon River in Geelong after suffering a medical episode. It is understood the 44-year-old father of two was walking his dog at the time. He leaves behind his wife Kate and their two young sons, Jack and James. Templeton was a popular reporter on Seven Sunrise and made a name for himself as poolside reporter at the Olympic Games, Seven News announcing his death this morning live on air. Europe's top human rights court has ruled the Swiss government has violated the human rights of its citizens by failing to do enough to combat climate change. The case was brought by more than 2,000 elderly Swiss women who argued their government's climate inaction put them at risk of dying during heatwaves. In their ruling, the court said the Swiss government had failed to meet targets for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. It comes amid an increasing number of climate lawsuits brought by communities against governments that hinge on human rights law. Peru's mountains may hold the secret to longevity and the world's oldest ever person, the country's government claiming that Peruvian resident Marcelino Abad is 124 years old. Once verified, it would make him by distance the oldest living person and even top the oldest ever independently verified human. On April 5th, he celebrated his birthday, the Guinness World Records now embarking on an independent verification. The records currently list the oldest living man as a 111-year-old from Britain and the oldest living woman as 117. Lastly, a fourth film instalment of Bridget Jones's Diary is officially in the works. Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant are set to reprise their roles, and Emma Thompson will also be starring in the movie, titled Bridget Jones's Mad About the Boy. In the book version, which the fourth film will be based on, Bridget is a widow in her 50s with two children, meaning Colin Firth is unlikely to restar. It's set for release on Valentine's Day 2025. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we look at why the Australian government seems to be changing their stance on full support of Israel in Gaza. The family and friends of an Australian aid worker killed in Gaza by the Israeli Defence Force are mourning her death. We examine how the death of one single Aussie could impact how the Australian government deals with this situation moving forward. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.